Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6. This is letter number 1819, dated Baruch Hashem, the first day of Elul in Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem of Racha. So the Rebbe said it was with happiness that I did receive your letter dated on Thursday in the portion of Re'eh. It is the first letter since you left. Now, I'm not sure who the Rebbe is writing it to, but the Rebbe is writing it very direct. It's a letter in Yiddish, and the Rebbe is using the word du bistave gefahren, which means you went. In most cases, the Rebbe expresses like in a plural versus in a singular. So this looks like maybe a relative of the Rebbe's or something. So the Rebbe says, I hope that there was no other reason that you left besides that which you write in your letter. So, I mean, the Rebbe is sort of pointing that there might have been another reason. The Rebbe says, I hope there was no other reason. And further, so the Rebbe writes, I was happy to read in your letter that you had spoken in several schools. And the Rebbe says, if you have the time, if time allows, that you should look for an opportunity to speak, especially for the young people, and especially for those that don't understand Yiddish, and therefore they will have the possibility to hear sort of a hisoiderus, a wake-up expression, a word about Torah, about Yiddishkeit. And the Rebbe says, for sure, when you will have the opportunity, you will do this. Then further, the Rebbe goes on, and he says, about the Bochrim, that there is a possibility to influence them, that they should travel to study in the yeshiva. So the Rebbe says, you should sort of coordinate this with Harava Lo Yishe Yichya. I'm not sure who that is. How to continue speaking with them and the effort about this also after that he leaves in a good and auspicious time. Like I said, the tone in the letter, but here the Rebbe is talking about influencing, about Yiddishkeit, but the tone of the letter is very, very direct. As far as your question, whether you should stay in Salisbury in Bolivia. Salisbury and Bolivia, so whether he should delay there. So the Rebbe says that depends how much time you have allotted for that. It is proper to be in these places at least for a day, or minimally a few hours, and to relate to them in generally about Judaism, about Torah, about Hasidus, and relate to them that where you are traveling. And when you will have the opportunities to present their names on the resting place, on the ohel of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, the leader of our generation, that this is a great privilege to be mentioned on the ohel of a tzaddik in general, and especially from a leader of the generation specifically to be mentioned over there. And actually, so these towns of Salisbury in Bolivia are in North Carolina, and the Rebbe was telling them that he should at least stop by for a day in these places and then take their names to mention them on the oil of the Rebbe, of the leader generation. It's a great privilege, the Rebbe says, to be mentioned on the resting place, on the oil of a tzaddik in general, especially when we're talking about the leader of our generation. And those that wish can have that great privilege to add their names with their mother's name, and this applies even to women. And at the same time, you should explain to them that in order to receive and hold on to Hashem's blessing, may he be blessed, Hashem, then you must make the fitting vessels for that, each one according to their standing and state. And you will see already what is important to point out to each one, whether it's putting on tefillin, or it's a perfection in a mitzvah, keeping the portions of Tehillim, studying a portion of Chumash with Rashi, or checking the mezuzahs, etc., etc. And with the women, you need to speak about matters which belongs to them, etc., etc. So that's the Rebbe's answer on him, at least stopping by and trying to do a little bit in those communities. As far as your question is that about to stay in the places that you pass by, Rebbe says if it does not involve extra expenses, that would be very proper, especially in the places where you can utilize your knowledge in the language, the English language. And if you will end up to be in London, in England, so you probably know that there is over there with a lot of title of a chosid, Ben Tzion Sheyim Chia Shem Tov, and the Rebbe gives the address, 89 Krenwich Road, North 16, London. The Blessed Hashem help you with a safe travel in all aspects. About the question you asked, are you allowed to kiss your mother? So the Rebbe says it's self-understood that you can do that. I'm surprised that you don't mention about brother and sister, that for sure you had spent with them a lengthy time. So the Rebbe is blessing him for proper travels, proper health, ksiva chsima toiva to you, your mothers, your brothers, and your sisters, sheyichyu. Now, again, it's so hard that you don't know some of the facts over here. So there's no father over here. And the Rebbe is like very direct with him in his whole conversation, this whole letter. And the Rebbe is like very open, like in a way, very close. It's a very closeness to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe addresses various different questions that he had by the Rebbe. The Rebbe, first of all, says that he hopes he didn't leave for any other reasons but what he writes in his letter, whatever they are. And the Rebbe apparently this guy knew, this person knew English very well. And the Rebbe says, especially when people don't know Yiddish, in those days, many people spoke Yiddish. But because he knew English well, it seems, so the Rebbe says, utilize that to get to other people. And it's a good idea to influence the students to go to continue learning in the yeshiva. And specifically about the places, the Rebbe says that it's very important and it's proper to stop by all the places that he on his journey in order to give the Yidden over there some sense of Yiddishkeit, Torah, and Chassidus. But the Rebbe specifically says to get the names get the people to give the name, explain to them what a privilege it is to have their names mentioned by the Ohel, by the previous Rebbe, and to give their names and their mother's name. But at the same time, to tell them that to get those blessings, have to make a vehicle. And each person, the Rebbe says, you know, you can look on your own to see what is the most fitting vehicle, what improvements they can make as it belongs to them. And the Rebbe says, especially in places where there's no extra expenses, so go for it. Stay, in other words, if you're going to traveling, I don't know where the guy went traveling throughout the United States, then the Rebbe tells him in England that when he goes to London, England, he should contact there with Rebbe Tzion Shem Tov. The Rebbe gives him the address, right? And the Rebbe says, giving a kiss to your mother is certainly appropriate. And the Rebbe asks him also to write about his brothers and sister. And the Rebbe adds, and ends with a blessing for safe travels and for Ksivach Simatoiva, for him, his mothers, his brothers, and his sisters. Shiyichyo.